Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
If you want to have the absolute best restaurant giving you the best lifestyle, the best results, ultimately, it's going to come down to a couple of things. Your vision and your customer promise. Let me explain. Hey everybody, Ryan Gronfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur. I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com, restaurantprofitandperformance.com, as well as clickbacon.com. And this is the third part of a three-part video series that I'm calling How to Become the Best Restaurant. In part one, I shared this idea that this theory that I've proven over and over and over again, that in today's expectation economy, I call it the expectation economy, you're being rewarded one step below your efforts. If you're a good restaurant, you're getting poor results. If you're a great restaurant, you're getting good results. If you're an excellent restaurant, you're getting great results. But if you wanna have amazing results, like the best life ever for your family and your staff and everything, you have to be the best. So if you haven't seen that video, go back and watch video one. There'll be a link below. In video two, I talked about the four strategies to how you become the best restaurant in your area, in the country, in the world, whatever it is, right? There's only four strategies. Most restaurants will only be able to employ one of these strategies, sometimes two, but go back and watch video two for more on that. But today I'm gonna share with you the kind of the last part of this that wraps this all up into what it takes to become the best. And that's, like I said earlier, it's going to be on this side or this side, I'm not sure, but that's going to be vision and your customer promise. Now, let's just get this out of the way. I like mission statements. They're important. Let's skip mission statements for now. If we were doing an order, like a hierarchy, it would be vision, mission, and then customer promise. We're going to skip mission statement for right now. We're just going to talk about vision and customer promise. So here's the thing. When we're talking about vision, what I'm talking about is a 20-year plan to change the world. If you don't have a 20-year plan to change the world, you're not going to be the best. What I mean by that is, what are you doing to improve the lives of your employees, of your customers, and your community? Listen, if you just want to be an excellent restaurant and serve great food and employ people and pay taxes to your community and be a part of it and provide a lifestyle for your family, that's fine. You don't need a 20-year vision that's going to change people's lives. You can have a 5 or 10-year vision of what you want your restaurant business to look like, and that's totally fine. But if you want to be the best, you have to start thinking about, how are we going to change people's lives? Look at like Uber. Right? Uber is one of the best companies in the world. Now, you can argue about their ethics and everything else, but they're one of the wealthiest, fastest growing, amazing companies in the world. This guy came up with an idea that changes people's lives, both for the customer and for the drivers, the employees. Same thing with Tesla. Tesla is one of the best car manufacturers in the world. They're definitely one of the best in space exploration in the world. Elon Musk's vision for 20 years right now is to save the human race, to populate Mars, because he doesn't believe that Earth is going to be sustainable for human life in the next 100 years or so. These guys have come up with visions to change the world. Now, that's on a very grand scale. In your restaurant, your vision needs to be still out there, outreaching. What's going to be different? What technology are we on the brink of? What new ways of eating are we on the brink of? What new ways of getting food to the customer, right? You got to be thinking that way. You got to have this vision for 20 years from now. Even if you don't know how you're going to get there, every day you got to start working to that. And I know that's a little fluffy for some of you. So that's why we're skipping mission statement. Let's go right from vision to customer promise, because I wanted to go from the fluffiest, furthest out there, crazy thinking about vision to really bringing something home with a customer promise. These two could not be more opposite, but tie together. And what I mean by that is, a customer promise is what you will do for your customers. Most restaurants don't have customer promises written. They have a vision, they have a mission, and that's it. A customer promise is as simple as, we will always call your orders by first name. We will deliver food to your table in 5 minutes every single time. We will resolve customer complaints on the spot. We will provide fantastic lifestyles for our employees. We will improve the communities that we do business in. Those are just a few examples of what I mean by a customer promise. So the question I have for you right now is, do you have customer promises? Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever written them down? And if you have, are they crystal clear like the examples I just gave? I'm gonna put a few more examples below this video of websites and places that you can see customer promises, but this is the chance for you to draw the line in the sand and say, we're the best because we're gonna do this every time, and if we don't, we're gonna make it right. And when I walk into a business, and there's very few, I've only walked into two, maybe three restaurants before I work with them, that have customer promises on the wall, on their website, on social media for me to see it. When I read that customer promise, I feel safe. I feel like I'm in a place where I'm gonna be very well taken care of, and I can relax, and I can rest, and I can order what I want without being afraid. I can order the more expensive or the more aggressive items on their menu. I don't have to stick to the basics. So the question really becomes is, do you have this big 20-year vision to change the world? Do you have a customer promise that backs that up? And is your customer promise written clear as day so everyone can understand it? And is it published everywhere for people to see it? That's how you become the best. And again, if you haven't seen video two or video three, please go back and watch it. But I hope you've enjoyed this three-part video series on how to become the best restaurant. And I look forward to seeing you next week for another great training video. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.